can read Paticca number 20.
交于草场，草上，草上是草场，或另交草。诸比丘中少力者，非难。可以阿罗提阿罗提一之诸比丘，知属中有成，又另交。于是诸比丘白乃至。诸比丘，汝等十之将有种水，又令交曰：“实然世尊。”佛世尊喝得，于人：“汝等何以知而将有种水？”又令交曰：“于人，此非令未生性者生性，乃至诸比丘，汝等当如此奉此所处，任何比丘。”知而将有成水浇于草或土上，或是浇给阿基提亚。好，是
短点呢？Okay, now it is about water. Now this rule is about water. Water which has living beings inside.
Worms,
insects, who are living inside the water.
Insects.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The, and that including the germs.
This is the rule about water, not to throw water, so what which contains living beings.
Living beings that can be seen.
Can be seen with naked eye. Naked eye.
Oh, okay, okay. 这条界的那个关于那个水呢，就是说这个水是有生物在里面的，这种生物呢是可以用肉眼直接看到的，直接可见的。比如说一些那个昆虫啊，一些小虫啊什么。
So, alright, I don't think it's any difficult here.Therefore, now if we want to, if we have a packet of water, vessel, water, before throwing on the ground, we have to check if there are creatures inside, living beings inside. If there are living beings, we have to strain the water, or cloth.
Close. Use a close.
Strain it.
Fleet?
Strain. Filter.
Okay. 那个如果说我们有一桶水，我们想给它倒到地上，就是倒到地里面。那个我们在倒之前，我们要检查一下，看里面有没有一些小虫。如果里面有小虫的话，我们就找一块布给它滤一下。
Same way, if we want to drink water,
drink
water with a glass, we have to check if there are living beings inside. If there are living beings, we have to strain, filter.
那个，如果我们要喝的话，也是一样的。如果我们要喝这个水，要检查一下，看里面有没有那个肉眼可见的小虫。如果有的话，也要过滤一下。 当成有。
Okay, now we go Gangavidaran. You, the next monk is to read Punyaratana. You read Gangavidaran, no? All.
24.
Pachindya number 20.
Okay.
Okay. So then, all right. If you have any questions, you can tell them. Any questions about this?
Protect this creature or protect the plant from being eaten by the creature.
Then, uh-huh. What is the question?
What's the purpose of the filter. The purpose of the filter.
Filtering is because you protect from if it goes into the mud.
Mm-hmm.
It will die.
Ah.
It will die.
Ah.
Okay. Uh-huh. In that case, now you have to protect it. If you put in a cloth,
uh-huh.
cloth like that, uh-huh. filter cloth.
Yes. Filter cloth.
So it won't die.
It won't die.
Not die. Uh-huh. Because this cloth is wet. It can leave.
Uh-huh.
Can leave.
Leave. Uh-huh.
It can go outside slowly. Go and find water. Another place.
Uh-huh.
But if you throw it into the mud,
uh-huh.
it gets overpowered by other mud. No. It gets mingled with mud.
Mixed with mud.
Then it will die.
Ah.
Okay?
Okay.
The same with grass. It will mix with grass. It will
grass.
Die.
Ah.
So that's why now, to prevent not to die, we have to take a cloth strainer.
Uh-huh.
A filter.
And after few the clothes we throw.
No, you don't throw. You just hang it there. You hang it.
Hang
the clothes there and so forth. If it go, the creature can go slowly, slowly out.
Okay. 明白。那我再翻译一下其他两位观点。就是说刚才那个问到这个过滤的目的是什么？那个长老姐就是因为那个如果是直接到那个土地上的话。由于这个水跟泥土混合之后，然后这个小虫呢，它就很容易死掉。那个，因为它尤其是这个跟泥土混合，跟草纠缠在一起，它这个里面的小虫就很容易死掉。但如果给它过滤之后，那个布还是保持湿润的，它不会立刻死。然后那个我问长老说，过滤完之后那布放哪儿？长老说就随便往里挂就可以。挂的那个地方，它那个那布随着那个布要干，它会。自己找水，它会自己爬出去。但是如果是直接倒到水里，直接倒到泥土里面，它是爬不出去的。它是不容易爬出去的。所以这是那个长老对这件事的一个解释。
这个小问是不是是蚂蚁的蚂蚁小问？
你是想问具体哪一类？这里面长老我只是问说，这是肉眼可见，肉眼可见。
我想问，它是不是就特指两个地方，草树啊，或者是草木啊，或者是土上，像我们这种地上倒换的，就说只有有土的地方换，是像那种水泥地啊、地上，像这种大理石地上看到土，它应该也爬得出来，这种换不换的东西？
Van den Bloemelen can ask. Is that only the place where there's mud and plant there? Mud and plant where? Like here, like there's brick.
Yeah. Oh, every place one knows if I throw the water, maybe on the cushion, everywhere, these pigs can't survive. They can die.
Cannot survive.
If you know that they are going to die, you should not throw that water on the ground. You should not go on the cushion. You should not throw it on the wall. Any place and so forth, could you know that these animals, creatures can die. If they get short of water, they die. So the best way it is, as called, to throw it in another place where is water.
Like water tank. Water tank.
Water tank. That is okay. But if not, you can take over the cloth strainer. Cloth filter and as called. After the water remains no in the cloth, it sticks in the cloth. These creatures still they have water. They can it's wet. Wet.
Wet.
They can still survive. Survive, can live.
Don't die.
But if you throw it on the cloth, then on the ground, then they will die.
Yes. 包括泼在墙上，泼在地板上，只要它会导致它因为缺水而死掉的地方，都
缺水而死。
对，缺水而死。因为这长老的意思应该这种小虫应该属于水生生物。水生生物。水生的，水生的。所以它缺水就会死。如果也放在土上的话，它就会死，因为土应该也是泥土会吸掉那个水。所以那个，如果是有那个水池的话，有水池，倒在水池那是比较合适的，它不会因为缺水而死。如果是没有这种情况，就直接放在布里面挂起来就 OK。
还能够构成第四个要素第三法，以及只是那如此之水，什么意思？
构成要素。要素是
factor
啊，
24
最后一个the four factor of this and the third factor how to understand that because the Chinese translation there is hard to understand
the water has living beings, that is. The first nama it is,
yeah,
it should be water which is living beings.
Yes, yes.
The second is that one knows.
Yes, no.
That by throwing the living beings out of the water,
uh-huh.
yes.
course, then they will die.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Third is, that water is the same. The water it is, that water it is also like that. It is, you have to translate, that water is also like that. That water means maybe if you want to throw into the water, which is very muddy water.
Muddy water.
Muddy water, which has a lot of mud.
Uh-huh.
It is water, okay, but it is mixed with mud.
Uh-huh.
You throw these beings, they also won't die.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, even if you throw in water, these beings are going to die. So therefore, one should not throw. Okay? You understand?
Sorry.
So there is water in a bucket. Bucket water.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So and you throw it in another water.
In another
a tank.
Uh-huh.
Which is muddy. A lot of mud.
The tank very
muddy. Dirty water.
Uh-huh.
And these beings also may also die.
Uh-huh.
So therefore now from one water to another you throw. But but that water is also dirty. Then very poisonous.
Uh-huh.
Like soap, it has soap. Like that. Soap is not.
They
will die.
Powder
or some toxins, like poison.
Yes.
Poison water. That also water, you should not throw.
Okay. 有很多的泥沙在里面，或者是它那个有锡粉水啊、肥皂水啊，它就有毒的，有些发生毒性的。那你把它放在里面，它也会死的这种情况的话，那它也是那个这个如此，如此之水是指的是这个。那个四个构成要素的第四个，我觉得是不是这个中文翻译有问题？
他说是没有杀害之思，而浇草这看着像是不放的情况。没有，是杀害之思，应该是放另外一条。故意杀生。哦哦哦。你这是有因为浇水把里面不小心生物。Another
question. If the water does ant, maybe five or ten ants inside, but the ants, you know, it's in the water and you cannot survive. But on the mud, maybe the ants can survive. That kind of situation, can we put the water with ants?
That's why ants not a problem.
Uh-huh.
Ants no problem. But uh-huh. this sapanaka udaka means living beings who live inside the water.
Like fish.
Fish.
Yeah.
Other worms.
Uh-huh.
Worms who live inside the water.
Uh-huh.
If you put him outside the water, they will die.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, these kind of beings.
Uh-huh.
But others who are land animals.
Land animals. Uh-huh.
Ants are land animals. Not water animals.
Uh-huh.
Water animals.
Yes.
That's called. Therefore, now if you throw water with ants, no problem. They will again.
Uh-huh.
They will go on land. No problem.
Yes.
But even then, you can tell this.
Uh-huh.
You can tell. I will tell another problem.
Uh-huh. Okay. 所以刚才我又跟长老来确认一下蚂蚁的问题。 蚂蚁就是水陆生生物，这回长老特意强调一下陆生跟水生的问题，就是这里面的生物最特指水生生物，比如说我举了一个例子，就鱼，那其实我们也可以讲，那个如果这个水里边有小鱼苗的话，我们要怎么处理这个水，就是怎么处理这个事儿。
但是比如说鱼这个鱼放在那个布上，它应该会。
对，我问一下，OK，
对，
and If the water does a small fish inside, if we fill with the clothes, the fish maybe also will die.
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you. In that case, now you have to check. If they are small creatures,
uh-huh.
they can survive with weightiness of the cloth.
Uh-huh.
You can use a strainer. But otherwise, you have to find a tank, a river,
to
a pool, a lake, to throw this away.
To throw
away. They are big, big fishes. But small ones and so forth, small creatures, they can still in the cloth, because it's wet, no?
Wet,
The water is still there, it's wet. They can survive.
Okay. 那还是说找个水塘给它放了，哎，这个，然后如果是特别小的那种的，它就直接在布上，只要那布有点水，它就能活了，啊，或者它自己有种找水顺着水找找找。So
in same way now with ants.
Ants
are in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the water, fall into the water.
Mm-hmm.
If you throw this water in mud,
mm-hmm.
mud.
Uh-huh.
Then they also die because they get mixed with mud.
Uh-huh.
And then they can't come out.
Uh-huh.
And then they will die. Uh-huh. Therefore, you should not throw in even ants,
uh-huh.
which you know they are going to die
uh-huh.
in the mud. You know mud? What mud is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So earth and water.
Earth mixed
mud.
With if you throw ants into this mud,
uh-huh.
also ants, sometimes they could stick inside, stick.
Uh-huh.
They can't come out and they will die.
Uh-huh.
It is not good to throw.
Throw.
Better to try in a dry place.
Dry
place, no problem.
Uh-huh.
If ants are there, dry place.
Uh-huh. If the very wet earth, like mud, is not good.
Not good.
It's not good. Okay. 就是如果是有蛇，先翻译吧。如果是那个蛇里边有蚂蚁的情况呢，那这种情况我们尽量不要把它倒在泥里面，因为泥的话它也容易死，那个因为泥里边它水分很大嘛。 而且它容易纠缠在一起。如果是倒在很干燥的地方，这个没问题。这种地方应该没问题。泥比较正常。我觉得干燥的地方应该是指那种比如外面那种沙土，那种沙子，沙子土，它那很容易就把水吸进去了，然后那个蚂蚁也不会被混在里面。另外，我觉得还是轻点。
反正就是不要让它死。
啊，对，尽量为他的不死而加薪。我们那个，我们，我比周围那个厕所。啊。经常会有蚂蚁在里面，就是悬出来。啊。如果它一如果要是那个什么，它还不出来，如果不出来的话，我就不会上厕所，厕所就废了。啊，这个有可能是那个杀小动物那个，就是我们要那时候如果可以的话，反正。
啊。
就是有那一条巴基地亚是杀小动物那个巴基地亚。 In the Sri Vande said, because he is salmonella, and if salmonella killing is good for in the biological. So, and but in his body, the toilet, maybe a lot of ants want to find water, and in the toilet, the place where we will maybe release the water that. And maybe every morning time, there's a lot of ants inside it. And if we release our water here, maybe we'll kill the ants. Uh-huh. So in that situation, but if we don't release, it will be very uncomfortable. Uh-huh. So that kind of situation.
Yeah, that is a rule about killing.
Uh-huh.
Another rule. This is another Pachitya rule about killing animals.
Yes.
Now this rule is about throwing water with which already has living beings inside.
Uh-huh.
This rule.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the other rule is about killing animals, which are land animals.
Land animals.
How to avoid killing land animals.
Uh-huh.
That is another rule.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
If we study that rule, we explain about these things.
Uh-huh.
If we study that rule,
uh-huh,
about killing animals, land
yes,
animals,
yes,
we explain these things.
Uh-huh.
Now we're explaining about what is already water,
mm-hmm,
which, like a packet,
uh-huh,
a vessel with water,
uh-huh,
you want to throw.
Uh-huh.
First you have to check if there are living beings inside, don't throw.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
So that is this rule.
Okay.
About killing animals, land animals,
uh-huh,
is different.
Different.
Mm-hmm. And the same way now, we explain this. Now I choose simple rules now. If Chetomuri will come, we explain this.
Yes, yes.
So now here again, if one has intention to kill,
mm-hmm,
with intention, I will throw them away, I will throw these living beings to die,
uh-huh,
then is another pachitya rule.
Uh-huh.
Another pachitya rule.
Yeah, the water, maybe the fish in the water, I want to
yeah,
fish, and I want to kill the fish. It's a
kill
rule for another.
That is another pachitya rule.
Another pachitya.
Okay?
Okay.
We'll study that rule. That is pachitya, I don't know the number of pachitya. It will come later.
So
that is about
one.
Killing.
Uh-huh.
Want
yes.
to kill. Want
uh-huh.
to kill.
And
that
kill.
Is different pachitya rule.
Uh-huh.
Here it is just throwing away because you want to remove the water. Like that, not killing, don't want to kill.
Yes, yes.
But if you remove the water, the beings, they might be killed.
Uh-huh.
So in that case, you have to avoid.
Avoid, yes.
That's called, this is about this thing.
Mm-hmm. So yeah,
that is the difference between killing animals and just throwing because you want to get rid of the water of the bucket.
Uh-huh. So that's why the fourth factor of this rule is that it's only no killing, no thought of
not
killing.
No intention to kill.
No,
yeah.
No intention of killing, just want to maybe you
yeah.
water the
yeah.
grass like that. Okay.
You can tell this fact, no?
就是说如果说在这个水里边比如说有鱼然后我故意把这个干到了陆地上这样把这鱼磕死那这种情况那就是另一条巴基利亚就是关于杀害小动物的那个巴基利亚。那所以这也是为什么就是这个第四个这个要素，它是说没有伤害之时，只是那个就是源于某事而焦躁。那这种就是说这条戒律就是说这条学术最主要就是让我们来尽量去避免造成一些水生生物的死亡。这是这条学术的一个规定。
For the time being, I can tell now in the toilet.Sometimes the toilet,
uh-huh.
in order to avoid ants coming,
uh-huh.
okay,
uh-huh.
you can take, for example, kerosene oil, you know, kerosene oil, petrol.
Petrol.
You can tell petrol, or maybe you can tell some X oil. So, like Sidalepa, you know Sidalepa?
X, how do you say?
No, that is, you can't find dictionary, this is X oil.
Uh-huh.
Black tar oil?
No,
some oil for apply for insects, spike.
Uh-huh.
Smell.
Oh,
strong smell.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
Child.
Yes.
The name
for
is?
Mosquito?
For mosquito?
Different names, maybe tiger palm.
Okay,
if Chetu will come next.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. To put the oil where?
Take cloth, the oil,
uh-huh.
and put around in the toilet. Because
uh-huh.
of the bad smell,
uh-huh.
this end slowly will go. You can have a citronella oil for mosquito. Shh. Mosquito.
Oh, I know. I know that. I know that. Yellow color.
Yellow color, green color, no?
Green color, yeah, yellow, between yellow and green. Yeah.
Okay, citronella oil.
Uh-huh.
For spraying mosquito.
Yes.
To apply for mosquito.
Uh-huh.
That smell.
Oh.
You take cloth.
Cloth.
Spray on cloth.
Uh-huh.
On cloth. And after you put the cloth near the ends.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
After half an hour, 1 hour, ends will go.
Oh. 就是那个长老教我们的一招，拿那个香茅油，就是好像那个都有，一般都挺好领的那个东西，然后药房都有吧，要就是那个拿那个就是拿一块布，然后喷在那个布上，然后那个布被有味儿了，蚂蚁特别不喜欢那个味道，然后把它放在那个比如说就拿一块布就丢在那个便坑里面。然后丢到半坑里边之后，那些蚂蚁闻那味儿就全跑了。
You know, Siddhalepa, you know, Punyalata, you know, Siddhalepa, Siddhalepa, you know, Siddhalepa.
The oil?
Cream. Siddhalepa cream.
一种药膏吗？
哦。I don't know the oil, yellow oil.
Yellow cream, you don't know.Yeah, many in storeroom.
Oh, yes, for stomach.
Yeah, for applying for. If you have headache,
apply
smell
for
your nose.
Smells very strong.
Maybe pain, apply good. Balm, this is balm cream. This is bad smell, strong smell. If you take this in the toilet,with the finger, apply.
Oh, okay.
Around.
Oh, and then ends.
Oh,
对，还有那些药油，然后可能长老也说那个汽油，对，跟汽油也可以，就是反正就是在那些味道很重的那些油，然后那个在布里周围弄一圈，那个蚂蚁就白了。行，这个就是坑里边有蚂蚁，我们也知道怎么办了，然后预防也我们。
Okay, if Chaturmurti will come, we'll stay. Wait. 10 days, maybe. 10 days.
9 days.
Okay.
How
long? Okay, everything clear?
Clear.
What?
Clear.
Not clear. Clear.
Clear. Clear.
All right, next rule.
下一项。
So, other monk, Vinayapitaka. No. This is very, very long story. I don't think it's necessary, no?
Okay, pass.
Because it's about bhikkhunis, no?So then, you can read only Gangavitara.
Okay.
Gangavitara
in your.
Do
you want to? You can read only the rule.
Vinayapitaka
only the rule.
先读一下律藏中就是单纯的那个戒条那个规定。
任何比丘若不被僧伽选任而教戒比丘尼者，波伊提。
八七点。
八七点。
Chinese translation sounds like Boiti.
It's how to say that kind of translation is based on the ancient time Chinese. ancient time Chinese. If in Tang Dynasty, and the boity sounds like budget. And also based on, it is also based on Sanskrit, that time, in Tang Dynasty, based on the Sanskrit.
How to pronounce Bajitie in Chinese?
The new translation is Bajitie. New translation Bajitie.
Old translation? Old?
Boiti.
Boiti.
Maybe find a Cantonese, he used Cantonese to read, maybe more like.
1,000 years, the pronunciation is changed.
Changed a lot.
Okay, now you can read, you read Kangka Vidarani.
在沙瓦尼，六群比库。
最后可能说民法的只是恶作，难在如法干妈有从如法干妈想对合众的比库提升从和和小而教诫者给于送八力送给他尊命法给于自认者一若熟练八力八尊命法而说数十之言再说请解说解说八尊命法时而解说者问问题而说者再为其他人说而出比库尼今时为再学尼或萨瓦内利说者以及疯狂者无罪这里有此三种构成要素一未经选派二以圆满达上的比库尼三以说八尊命法而教诫能及等止于句法学正相似
Finish. Okay, now here we don't need to go too much detail here because the problem is that there are no bhikkhunis now. Okay, but if you have any questions, you can ask about this rule. You can tell them if they have any question, you can ask.
Okay, because now there are no bhikkhunis, so we don't need to go too much into detail.然后大家如果有问题可以问。
我觉得还是问，因为如果问的话，其实还挺多问题。而且没法翻译。就一个要素里面，这个问题问，基本上可以。第三个就是
第三个要素。
对，我想问的是，这个要素里面规定了，我过去说的法是八性法，而不是其他的教法，是不是这个意思？就是说我说其他的教法是不犯的，只有说八性法去教诫就犯这个，你问一下。
About the three factors, factors. The last factor is speaking the eight kind of respect. The third factor is about to give the awada with eight respect.
你就直接问第三条啥意思？
About the avada,
yes.
Atakar, Tyaga, Atakar.
The
eight dhammas to be respected.
Yes.
Okay, eight rules to be respected. Avada
vasa. Uh-huh. His question is...
Yes, but you see, because now, the first is that the bhikkhu is not authorized, is not elected.
Uh-huh.
Okay, first factor.
Yes.
Important is that. Important factor is that. Not elected, not authorized. No permission from the Sangha. And without that, he goes and to a bhikkhuni or bhikkhunis who are fully ordained. Fully high ordained. Okay? Second factor. And the third is, he advises them. Advises him with this Atakaru Dhammas.
Just
eight rules to be respected. Then Pachitya. Because he is not authorized. So Anamang, who is authorized, no problem. He can go to the bhikkhunis and advise with eight precepts. No problem. But first, this monk is not authorized. That is a problem.
So he explained other kind of other like he just gave the Dhamma talk, it's no problem, right?
No, no, he has to. First is it is if he is not authorized, not if he is authorized, authorized. Okay, he goes and keeps the this Atakarudam. He tells these are the 8 precepts bhikkhuni should follow. No problem. No problem. Okay. But if he is not authorized, asamato means he is not elected. He tells the bhikkhunis, the bhikkhuni should follow the 8 precepts. Pachiti.
Yeah.
Because he is not authorized to tell like that. That
but,
is it.
But the monk who didn't have authorized, but he also don't give the awada about 8 precepts about others like Dhammapala, like that's okay.
That is
like
different thing. But the main thing is this.
Uh-huh.
The 8 precepts, because actually the first thing before you advise about Dhamma points to the bhikkhunis, you have to tell these 8 precepts. This is the main avada, the main,
principle
avada is that. Secondary avada, if you want to talk Dhamma talk, that's a different thing. Secondary. Means if you like, you can do it. But the main principle avada, it is about the 8 precepts. Okay? So then, if you, the monk who is not elected, not authorized, no permission from the Sangha, he does like that, Pachiti.
What?
Now, you can read also in the end of the Vinayapitaka. You can tell this one to read. What is the name of this one? You read in the end, Anapati, the last sentence, no offense.
No offense.
Visuddhananda.
Visuddhananda.
Visuddhi.
Yes,
Visuddhananda. 于如法结摩有非如法结摩想。 于非和合比丘尼众有和合想而教戒者。 有疑想而教戒者。 有和合想而教戒者。 恶作，不犯者敬意常。不犯，不过，犯那个任何的后面，随受具戒，有和合想而教戒者，不犯也。与读诵，与质问，言尊师请说，而说是以问质问，被质问而答。 为他人说时，而比丘尼闻之；为在寻尼、为沙弥尼说者，不犯也。痴狂者、最初之犯行者，不犯也。
Okay. Now here, if one wants to give a Dhamma talk, no need to be authorized. Okay. Goes to the bhikkhunis and give Dhamma talk. That is not a problem. Dhamma talk is not a problem. Avada is a problem. Avada means about 8 Garudhamas. About the 8 rules. In the same way, if a bhikkhuni asks a question, you can give the answer, the whole Tripitaka. Tripitaka you can tell. Answer. No problem. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, you can explain. No problem. You don't need to be authorized. You can tell them. Because that one, others, you understand?
Okay. This is 其他的那个，如果是讨论那个三藏啊里面的内容啊、法理啊，怎么讨论都有理。
Same way, if one teaches Dhamma to the bhikkhunis, teaches Dhamma, Sutta teaching, Abhidhamma teaching, no need to order samatha. No need.
经和论
的。
如果是教导经和论的。
Permission, Aryananda Bandai permission. But no Sangha election.
虽被选任而若至任末时仍教诫比库尼主多一提。
Okay. Now about sunset.
Sunset
means after sunset, if a bhikkhu who is authorized, he can't go and advise bhikkhunis. Okay, that is the meaning of this. You can tell.
就是那个这个是指的是日落，然后如果是日落之后，即便是那个被选任的啊，就是那个通过入化干玛选出来那个啊，他这位比库如果去交接比库尼的话，依然是梵巴吉别。这个是交接。
Okay, somebody is doing Kankavitarani in the city. You read Kankavitarani. Any questions?
这里有什么问题吗？哦，是这里边交接还是跟啥地方？
应该和上面没有，应该
不一样。Is this Ovada here is
Ovada is also Dhamma Talk. Yeah, in this case is Dhamma.
In this including Dhamma Talk.
Yeah, because the other is called the first is only 8 precepts out of Atakaru Dhammas. But this is also So that is also, let me see. The first is Atakaru Dhammas, 8 precepts, is Pachitya. But any other Dhamma talk, Dukata. Okay? Anyena Dhammena Vada, Abad Dukata. Okay, it is right. Dukkata, yes, yes. Other Dhamma talks is Dukkata.
In this situation, in this rule.
In Vinayapitaka, you can see. Vinayapitaka itself, the first rule. First rule, it says, it's called to advise. It is Atagaru Dhamma is Pachitya. Anya Dhamma means by another Dhamma talk, it's Dukkata.
That's the rule 21st
rule.
Uh-huh.
But the second rule is, let me see, what the means.
Uh-huh.
8 precepts and also Dhamma talk, Pachitya.
Uh-huh. Okay, clear. 这个要再确认一下这个关于教戒的这个规定，在第二十一条里面的那个规定，如果没有那个选派的话，教授八敬法的话是心多漏，如果是八敬法之外的其他法，如果比如说给一个佛法开示处于恶作，然后那个，但是那个这第二十二条，那个他就是那个不管是。 这个这里边的那个教戒，就是无论是教导八敬法还是教导其他的法，都是行动的，都是八几天。因为可以听他们，可以录。啊，对。
Alright.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions?
其他还有什么问题？
So no offenses are you can, tell to read him the no offense. In the city, you read Vinayapitaka, no offense. Same. It is like Pachitya number 21. Okay, same, no? No problem. Alright, if there are no any questions, then next rule. That's called. Okay, Visuddhananda. Now, you can read the next rule.
Only the rule.
完了，complete。完了。啊，对，上面还有一个。Because there are two. 两个地方有，第一个故事结束有一个。就开始是那个，然后后来是随至，这是最终的一个。是两个，第一个是初至，第二个是随至。啊，第一个要读一下。初至还是修改是最终版吗？ Okay, he just read the last rule.
Last, okay. All right. Now, here, first is Bhikkhunupasaya. Bhikkhunupasaya means here in this call, it is a monastery of the monastery of Bhikkhunis, inside the monastery of Bhikkhunis. When the Bhikkhunis sleep, it is the Bhikkhunis sleep the houses, one should not go there and advise them. That is the main difference.
Okay.
Inside the nunnery, it is when Bhikkhunis are living. Now, Dhammikarama is nunnery. Okay, you know?
Dhammikarama.
This is where, if like Dhammikarama,
like
Dhammikarama. That is a monastery of Bhikkhunis, of Bhikkhunis. Okay? Nuns living.
It means the house or the area.
All the area.
Even the fence around the
yeah, fence, everything
Bhikkhunis.
All.
So the fence of the gate of the fence can all.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
I should not go and advise the Bhikkhunis.
这个关于比库尼的这个住处的问题，就比如说像那个现在的达米卡，就类似。如果里面住的是比库尼的话，那个地方在晚上就不能去。那个我才确认问了一下，如果是有一个篱笆给他围起来的话，那个大门就是不能进，大门内的区。
Usually Bhikkhunis have to come to the Bhikkhus monastery. To the monks' monastery, they have to come. Or if the Bhikkhu goes and advises, he should not go inside the monastery. He should stay outside monastery advice.
If Bhikkhuni come into the Bhikkhus monastery,
normally, it's called Bhikkhunis have to come to the Bhikkhus monastery. Monk monastery. They have to come.
They have to come.
Get advice. Ovada. Take a ovada.
Normally.
Okay. You can tell.
就是通常来讲呢，应该是比库尼到比库的所在的寺院来去请求教解。
So, but. Therefore, that is all right. You can read Kankavidarani. We should end.
Okay. 这里执以八境法教戒者心堕落，假如未经选派二心堕落，假如在日落教戒三心堕落，经选派者若夜晚教戒者只有二心堕落，经选派而有尊敬法教戒根本者。 没有心堕落，生病不能够去听教戒或共住。在释迦国六群比库开始，在前往比库尼的住处教戒者故事之地，除了事实外，是这里的随至，非共通制定，无命令的，三法心堕落。 对于未达上已存达上想或疑者，对从一方达上者，何以其他语法而教戒者？若作在事实者，为未达上者，以及如在前面学处以诵等方式，无罪。 在这里有此四种构成要素：一、前往比库尼的住处；二、已圆满达上；三、没有事实；四。 八真定法交接，等起等与第一嘎提那学处相似，而此学处已作。
对 ，OK， any questions here？
有什么问题吗？这里。This kind of video, but in the Mati.
Garu Dhamma or Vati Dhamma?
What's that mean?
Samatha Tahi Bhikkhusa. Garu Dhamma or Vati Dhamma? It says that if a monk is only is authorized and he gives only only the ten precepts, eight precepts, eight precepts of bhikkhunis, there is no pachitya for him, But if he is authorized, and after he goes for example, into the inside the monastery, there's pachitya. You can't go inside the monastery.
That means no coincide.
No, only if he's authorized, the bhikkhunis come in the bhikkhu monastery, no problem, no pachitya. But if authorized and he goes to the bhikkhuni monastery, this pachitya.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It's called if he on pachitya. If he advises, after sunset, I can do pachitya.
Yes. And then after. After
If he is not authorized, another pachitya.
Yes.
So
yes.
For now, this is explained.
Yeah, but, yes, that part no problem. Only
yes, because now if it be bhikkhu, but there is no offense. Garu Dhamma Vata Mulaka. Mulaka means that only if he gives the Dhamma without, if the bhikkhunis come to the monastery and he gives the eight precepts, what's called not before sunset.
Not before sunset.
Not before, excuse me, not after sunset.
Not after sunset.
And what's called? This is it, because there is no pachitya for a bhikkhu who does not break this, who follow the rules, he does not go after sunset, he does not go to the monastery, no problem. Okay?
That's
after sunset, he does not teach. He does not go to the monastery, there is no pachitya. He gives only the eight precepts, not after sunset, and he doesn't go to the monastery. There is no pachitya.
Okay. 刚才我问了一个问题，就是关于那个经选派而有尊敬法教界根本者，没有心堕落。这个的意思就是，第一个他没有去到尼公寺院，而是那个比库尼来到 那个比库的这个寺院，第二个就是在日落前进行的，第三个他是那个被选派啊，这三个条件同时具足，他是没有八戒殿，就是这个意思，这句话就是这个意思。大家还有别的问题？
别呢？
Okay,
we'll go to the next room. Who is reading? Punyaratna.
Okay.
24. You only read the rule.
Okay.
You want to read the story? We can read the story. Short story.
很多。
尔时，佛世尊在舍卫城，指出疾苦的曰：“其实诸长老比丘、阿比库，这些诸比库尼，而得衣服、饮食、卧具，并资具药物，六群比库作如是也。”诸长老比库，非为法恭敬教戒诸比库尼。诸长老比库，是为利养故，教戒比库尼。诸比库中少欲者，非难，何以六群比库作如是言？诸长老比库教戒耶，乃至诸比库，汝等实如是言。诸长老比库教戒耶，实然是真。佛世尊呵责于人。吾等何以作如是言？诸长老比库教戒耶，于人是非利未信者真信乃至。诸比库，吾等当如是诵此学说。任何比库若作如是言，诸长老故为利养故，教戒诸比库尼。阿提耶，认识。
OK.Now you can read all the Kanka Vidarni.
Okay, okay. 在第四，利养因缘，一等其中之一。一，诸比库，经选派的诸比库为这里的义趣，心堕落，在如此想要诽谤诸比库而如此说者，心堕落。在沙瓦提六群比库开始再说，他们为了利益因缘而教戒布施之定，非共同之定无命令，在如法干马三法心堕落，在非法干马三法错，在对未经选派者和对经选派或未经选派的未上者而如此说者，只是恶作。此中凡在比库时得了选派干马，再处于萨玛利拉之地，此名为经选派的未达上者。原来事实以一等因缘而交界，对如此而说者，即疯狂者无罪。这里有此四种构成要素：已达上者，无法获得选派，没有为得利养的心，兼以想要诽谤而如此说，等此等与不允许学术相似，而此学术只有古说。认识。
Okay, any questions here? Can tell him any questions? Can tell him.
还有什么问题？
这个教戒，这个戒是针对比库尼吗？就说如果这个比库在外面说这个比库。开示不是针对比库尼开示，针对别人开示为了得利益，犯不犯这条戒？
Pane Bhaniradana said, if a bhikkhu, he's not only give the bhikkhuni award, also give other such as lay people of dhamma talk, like that, and some other bhikkhu, like bhikkhu B said that this bhikkhu. He gave a lot of Dhamma talk to the lay people is just for some, you know, getting the requisites. Is that offense?
It's no offense. This is only about bhikkhunis, no? Bhikkhunis. It is nothing about other bhikkhus. But if the intention is like, to criticize, no? Criticize. Maybe it will be dukkata because we have seen another rule about criticizing. Ujjapana ke, try to put down that bhikkhu. Okay?
Okay.
Ujjapana ke, you have, you remember that rule?
Yes.
Criticizing. Avana, to tell the Avana.
Certain rule.
Pachitya number two.
Number two.
Omasa, Ujjapana. Number three adi. Pachitya number three.
No. Notice.
No, number 13.
Number
13.
Yes.
他不是这他就没有不可能犯的嘛，他是犯恶作恶作恶作。OK。 主要就是针对那个，教戒比库尼的那比库。刚刚被点了的，对，no，all right。
If a bhikkhu he got authorized, and then he becomes samne.
He becomes
samne la. That in Kankavedana. Is that the mean? That mean he is being elected, but alpha samana.
That means
being elected, authorized, alpha samana.
Anupasambana. Anupasambana. Can be authorized. Samanera, because there was one Samanera who is Chula Pandaka. Chula Pandaka Samanera, he is being authorized. To teach bhikkhunis. Samanera can teach bhikkhunis. To advise bhikkhunis. Because Arahat, he was Arahat. He was Arahat Samanera. Chula Pandaka.
Chula
Pandaka, he was an Arahat. He about Pachitya. Pachitya number two. You can read the story.
Uh-huh.
You can Punyananda, you can Ratana, you can read the story, Pachita number two. The name is Chula Pandaka, no? We, how to tell it in Chinese?
Chula Pandaka?
Pachitya number two?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Pachitya number 22.
Number 22.
But this number two of this chapter, Bhikkhuni chapter, is called two, but Pachitya number two is 22. You read this about Chula Pandaka?
Yes.
That sentence only? It says what?
Yeah.
You read, tell him to read only that sentence about Chula Pandaka. Okay, Chula Pandaka name there?
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, who is Chula Pandaka? He is a Samanera. Arahat Samanera. Arahat Samanera. Okay? He got permission from the Sangha, elected by the Sangha, to advise bhikkhunis. He was Samanera.
Okay?
Therefore, Kankavaitarini, now it tells, Kankavaitarini is called 24, Pachitya 24. It says, we can tell him, translate,
okay.
Whatever.
Okay. 就是刚才我在那个跟问问班德，就是关于那个。
Chula Pandaka goes in Arahat Samana, he has been elected by the Sangha to teach.
就是我最开始我是问关于这个比库时得了选派干马而授予萨玛尼亚之地这句话是什么意思？然后跟班内在讨论，然后呢，就是那个这个时候，那个尤其是关于萨姆内拉能不能交接比库尼的这个问题，然后呢，那个长老给了那个朱拉班大卡的地址，让我们念一下那个，就是在那个第22条巴吉利亚里面找到了那个朱拉班大卡，他交接比库尼的这个故事。这个时候长老补充的就是，朱拉班塔卡是那个在萨姆内拉的时候，他就已经是阿拉汉了，所以他是可以，他被，那个这个故事发生在
这
个故事，但是，
重名，应该是重名，
到底是不重名？
那个人不是很明说，他跟他哥哥一起去出家的吗？
住宿的呀，
还有一个是那个很笨的
那
个
呀，就是有点白痴那个。也叫
就是就是就是这个
就是他，
你不能说这个这白痴，你说真子，
because as we know, that's a Chula Pandaka who was maybe before he attended Arahatship, his IQ or memorized maybe some problem.
Yeah, but he was Samanera. Samanera, small Samanera.
When he Babaja, he was very his age maybe very old.
No. Mahapandaka. Mahapandaka, Chulapandaka. Two.
Mahapandaka.
Mahapandaka was the brother.
Brother. Mahapandaka.
Mahapandaka was a brother. He was Piku.
Piku.
Yeah.
Piku. Chulapandaka was small. Chula means small pandaka.
Chula.
Small Samanera. He was not a Piku, he was Samanera. Yeah, also, Yuritya. Yeah, why? Piku doesn't say, Chulapandaka Piku doesn't say.
It
tells only Ayasma. Ayasma only. Doesn't tell Piku.
Ayasma is not Piku.
No Piku.
No,
because others are Pikus. Paname, Sankhya. Okay. Chulapandaka Samanera, no problem. You're now here.
Okay, no problem.
Same way now in, you can tell now, Kankavitarani, about this one, you asked this question.
Yeah.
Okay, it says that if a Bhikkhu, Bhikkhu gets elected, authorized by the Sangha to advise Bhikkhunis. But after that Bhikkhu becomes Samanera, his election, his authorization is still valid to advise Bhikkhunis.
No need to get another election.
No need another election. Okay, you can tell the
explain. It means
Bhikkhu? No. Ayasma doesn't mean Bhikkhu because even Dabbapalabhutta, you remember Samanera Dabbapalabhutta?
Yes.
Ayasma Dabbapalabhutta. But he's Samanera. He does not Bhikkhu. You can see other Bhikkhus are different. If you see here, next Samada, okay. You can check.
Okay.
You can check now. Chulapandaka is a different program, okay? No problem. Next rule. Let me see what is next rule. What is the name of that monk? We can tell other monk. What is his name?
Indalakana.
Okay. You read
25.
Only the rule, only.
只读戒条。
Full rule.
整个戒条。 送你给非亲戚的给供人，除了交换外，那就这样。
Full rule. Full, because there are two rules.
Uh-huh.
Second rule.
Second rule.
Let me
check. Yeah, he read only the second rule.
Second rule.
Only the second rule.
Uh-huh. Okay, you can tell him to read the Kankev there. Mm-hmm. Yes. Good. Finish. Okay. Now this rule is the same like the rule in Sankhya Pachitya rule we have already learned about the Chivara Patikahana rule. Chivara Patikahana rule is Nisagya Pachitya number, I don't know how. Anyatra Parivartak.
Number 5?
Let me see. Copy.
Nisagya Pachitya number 5.
It is Chivara Patikahana. It is, let me see, Isagya Pachitya.
Number five.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like Chivara. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Number 5. Now, this number 5 says that the bhikkhu receives a robe from a bhikkhuni.
Bhikkhuni.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, it is. In this case, with the bhikkhuni, the bhikkhu gives a robe to the bhikkhuni.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That is the difference.
Different. Uh-huh, yes.
Alright? You can tell, explain.
嗯，那个这一条学术呢，就是这个巴基蒂亚第。
你上个巴基蒂亚，上个巴基蒂亚 number five。
就是我们现在学的这个巴基蒂亚第25条和尼萨基亚巴基蒂亚第5条是非常相似的。尼萨基亚巴基蒂亚第5条讲的是接受非亲戚比库尼的布施给的衣。
Bhikkhu receives.
是一个接受，然后这一条是指的是那个送衣给那个非亲戚比丘尼。
Okay, but in this Pachitya number, what is Pachitya number?
Pachitya number 25.
25. The bhikkhu gives the robe. That is different. All right.
Yes, yes.
It's not receiving. The bhikkhu gives to bhikkhu ni a robe. You can tell.
Okay. 那个第五条是是接受，这个第25条是给予，这个就是他们最主要的一个区别。
Alright. This is the only difference. We don't need to explain much about this rule, because it's almost the same like the other. The factors are the same. Alright. Another parivadika, except in parivadika, except in exchange. Exchange. Now, exchange is that except in exchange, you tell exchange. Exchange in goods.
Yes, yes.
Now the bhikkhu, the bhikkhuni gives something to the bhikkhu, and after the bhikkhu gives a robe to her, no problem. Except in exchange.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You can tell. This is a additional.
那个就是这个里面就是说那个最主要那个还有一个重要的因素就是要不就是交换一个储案，那个如果是有交换的情况存在的，比如说比库尼给比库一个小礼品，然后比库呢给他一件衣，这也是可以。OK。
Okay, next rule. Who is in the city? You can read the next rule, no? Right. You can read the Kankavitari news. So any questions?
Maybe in the details of the sewing. The details of the sewing, how to count the budget here. Maybe I think is some question. How to count the budget here, how many budget here.
Mm-hmm.
计算法里啊，怎么算的那个？
这句话好像不是那个，跟那个没关系。
还有它下面好像有没有应说的。
So it depends now how the bhikkhu tells. If the bhikkhu tells, you stitch this rope to me, and that bhikkhu stitches, then on pachitya. But okay. But if the bhikkhu tells, you do what should be done in this rope. So then, and then the here Kankavatel tells, but as called. The bhikkhu tells, okay, you tell the bhikkhuni, you do what should be done in this rope. Does not explain what to do. It says generally what to do. And the bhikkhuni is starting stitching. By every stitching, it is pachitya.
Every stitching?
It's pachitya.
Like you sewing machine, ding, ding,
ding. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe 100.
1,000, millions, no problem. Million pachitya. You explain, no? First is, okay, the bhikkhu tells the bhikkhuni, you take this rope and stitch it. Rope. Rope stitch. Okay, one rope, on pachitya.
One. Okay.
But, here tells, on pachitya. But if the bhikkhu, tell first, tells, translate.
Okay.
Translate.
Okay. 就是那个如果比库说啊，你缝这件衣啊，然后那这样的话就是那个按照一件衣一个八几点啊。
But if the bhikkhu tells you do what you should do in this row, okay? You do what should be done in this row, okay? It does not it means that bhikkhuni if she stitches every stitch is pachitya.
The bhikkhu have
pachitya.
Okay. 就是说那个，但是如果他在这个下这个命令的时候，他如果说的是那个，那个这件衣你做你，就是你做你该做的啊，你把你该做的这件衣都给做了啊，那这个时候，他缝一针，他这应该每一针路长老比。那个用手势比的就是这针穿过，就是我是用说缝纫机，如果是扎一下就一个八极点，就是这个意思。只要刺破这个针一下，
缝一下一个
八极点。
就是跟规则是这意思是吧？
针路应该就是针通过的意思。
就是英文翻译成中文的话，它就叫针脚。
未必是针脚，应该是针通过一次，就是它可能用手缝嘛。
穿过一次就是。
穿过一次，but the one bhajidiya is the needle through the clothes, one bhajidiya, and back one but another two.
One stitch, no, one stitch is.
One stitch.
One, two.
Oh,
three,
three,
four.
一个针脚，按针脚上。Okay.
All right. Any other questions here?
其他还有问题？
下一段那个没有应说的是什么？这个命令没有应说的。
命令是这个，是命令者的意愿。等我想想。Just after that part you just explained to us after. The place you explain is
stitching.
Where?
How about the pachitya? Stitching.
Pachitya. Yeah, and after that.
After commanding.
Commanding. About commanding. The commanding maybe some translation.
One word commanding.
It's
called many ropes.
Many ropes.
Many ropes.
You
can the bhikkhu tells you stitch these ropes. One pachiti.
One pachiti.
Okay.
And
with one word, one word, one pachiti.
One word. One command.
One. 这个全包了。Yes, if one tells with one word, the bhikkhu tells with one word, many ropes, okay? 10 ropes.
Uh-huh.
He tells the bhikkhuni, you stitch these 10 ropes.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
That means this, you stitch all these ropes.
Uh-huh.
All these ropes. It doesn't tell ten number, it doesn't tell number.
Uh-huh.
It puts one ropes together.
Uh-huh.
He tells one word, you stitch this.
Uh-huh.
One pachikya.
One pachikya.
But if he tells the rope separately,
uh-huh.
separate,
uh-huh.
you stitch this, then every time he tells pachikya.
Okay. 就是按照就是，差不多是这个意思。就是如果说他拿了一堆布，把这个缝成袈裟，然后即便这个比库尼他缝了10件、20件袈裟，一个完整的。
哦，一次没有。
啊，如果他把这布都分好了，哎，那这些布这一个袈裟，这些布一个袈裟，这些布一个袈裟，这些布一个袈裟。
哦。
说一个，一个完整的。
安定因素
啊。安定因素。
The
translation has some problem. It's hard to understand in the Chinese translation.
Okay, never mind. It is not important.
Yes. Okay.
One command.
One
pachiti.
One pachiti.
Two commands, three commands, three commands, five commands, five pachiti. Again and again. Puna puna means again and again you order. Tell the bhikkhuni. Stitch, stitch, stitch. Every time you tell stitch, 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 pachite, pachite, pachite.
The key word is stitch.
Yeah.
If
you repeat again and again, stitch, stitch, pachite, pachite.
就是以这个命令数。后面那个括号里边那个解释是没问题的。
不是他可能没把握，所以打不乱套。
啊，对对对。
Okay, now we go to Pachitya number
29。二十，佛世尊在王舍城迦兰陀竹林园，其实偷兰难陀比丘尼于遇特性之家得受常施时，诸长老比丘亦有比居士请食，时偷兰难陀比丘尼于沉着下衣，持上衣履钵至其家，对居士如是言：居士何故伴此多量之应卵美食耶？
What? You read the story?
Oh, yes. Only wrote.
Okay, never mind. Read the story.
Okay. 尊子，我招请诸长老，居士，其长老是何人耶？尊者舍利佛，尊者大目犍连，尊者，大家，这都念什么？长老说 OK 了。尊者摩诃俱悉罗，尊者摩诃杰宾那，尊者摩诃周那，尊者阿那律，尊者离婆多，尊者优婆离，尊者阿难， 尊者罗侯罗也，居士汝何以放之大无而请小德耶？曾子，何人识大无耶？尊者提婆达多，尊者俱迦利利迦，尊者迦留罗提舍，尊者这字不认识，
千
千达多，千后边一个问号，尊者婆务陀达也。当齁兰难陀言此如语恶口时，执诸长老比丘进来，居士汝实请大王也。尊子，汝今以尊者等为小德，又今为大王也。由此家被逐出，并断肠失食，诸比丘中少欲者非难，何以提婆达多而知使比丘尼周旋取食耶？乃至提婆达多汝食之时，比丘尼周旋取食耶？实然是尊。佛是云何则？何则？愚人汝何以知而取食耶？愚人，此送此学处，任何比丘知而使比丘尼周旋取食者，巴基迪亚，如是，世尊为诸比丘治理学处。尔时，由王舍城出家之一比丘至亲比家，诸人以久未见大德来，敬住共食，其家特信之比丘尼对诸人如是言：贤者，共大德食。诸比丘曰：世尊禁止比丘之食，比丘尼周旋取食，畏惧而不取，食过不能行起而不得食。该比丘至僧园，以此语诸比，以此事与诸比丘。诸比丘，来世尊，时世尊以是因缘说法而告诸比丘曰：诸比丘，知在家人事先为比丘预备供食，然后比丘尼顺便周旋之，听取受用。诸比丘，汝当如此送此学处。任何比丘知而使比丘尼周旋取食者，除在家人事先预备外。巴基迪亚。
Okay, finish. Oh,
finish.
All right, now we can read also the Kankha Vitarani.
In the 9th, 比库尼所促成，由此由比库尼所促成的，既非比库他的，也不是他自己的诸亲戚，或以邀请的居士们，或以邀请的居士门前说了比库的功德后，给予尊者这个，为尊者做这个，如此而达成所得之时之意。居士们先前准备，此中的准备即努力，此为准备有益之名。诸居士准备为居士们准备，在比库尼促成之，在比库尼促成之前，小早先凡为了诸比库居士所准备的食物，或诸亲戚邀请者所应有，除了那之外，明知已先准备外而食用其余者，心堕落之意，以及那以吞咽术而结心堕落罪数， 在接受时没做错，在能所成。迪瓦达达开始，在食用比库尼所促成的波什之故事之地，除了居士们先准备外，是这里的随之，非共通制定，无命令。食用由一方达上的比库尼所促成之使者，在非促成从促成想者，以及在促成和非促成两者存疑者，若作在促成和非促成的两者从非促成想者，在居士们先前准备，由再选以沙门内利等促成者，除了五种主食在其余的食物以及疯狂者的无罪。在此有五种构成要素：一、由比库尼所促成；二、明知被促成的情况；三、非居士们先前准备；四、饭等其中之一；五、对那吞咽等起等与第一他上学处相似，而此学处为智嘴、三心、三受。
Okay, now any questions here? Difficult, not difficult to understand, no?
Bikunis.
That's why we are reading these rules, we are telling. We are reading these rules just to read, because there are no bikunis today.
Yes.
We can tell it. So then, okay, next rule, Punyaratana. Next rule.
30.
30.
Story or
news? Short story now.
Okay. 尔时，博士正在守卫城，其宿其雇户员其实巨兽，牛驼引之前妻，出交给尔库尼，常似巨兽，牛驼引处。幽陀夷既常至彼一处，此巨兽幽陀夷不与彼于密出作。诸比库通少非者非难，可以幽以不与库尼彼以秘密处共作也，乃至幽陀夷汝时得与库尼与以秘密处共作也，是然是者。博士尊说者，曰：如何以独语比库尼与玉密处共作也？曰：此非令二性者生性。受此学处，任何比库独语比库尼与玉密处共作者。阿弥陀
佛。OK， 刚刚为着你。
第四学术为由五八难达此一种有
Because that is according to the second Aniyata rule. We have done this now, we finish this. It's the same explanation. We can tell them. Second Aniyata rule, same explanation.
就是那个，它这个和那个就是第二条不定法，啊，是很类似，啊，那个基本上解释都差不多。So,
there is nothing to explain here, no?
所以这里我们就没有什么要解释。
That is now that second Aniyata rule is about a woman.
Woman.
Any woman.
Any woman.
This is about bhikkhuni.
Bhikkhuni.
That is the difference.
Only
that is a woman and that is a bhikkhuni. Otherwise, it is the same.
Okay.
Okay. Alright, then now here you go now to Vinaya notes. Vinaya notes.
Vinaya notes. Okay.
Vinaya explanations. You go to table 50.
Table
50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50.
50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50.
50.
50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50. 50.
8 okay. Qualities of an exhorter or vataka. So then, okay, Punyaratana, you read loudly. 8 qualities of.
Okay, no problem. Chinese, okay.
Yeah, read in Chinese, you read all for everyone.
戒啊至少二十克。Okay.
And next about eight precepts. Garudamas.
Okay.
Now these are the 8 precepts. Alright, now we finish the whatever, bikunis we finish.
Bikuni.
After school, Chaturvedi will come, will see about two more rules about bikunis, you can tell.
今天我们把那个很多关于比库尼的学术都给搞定了，然后等到基督无边地方间回来的时候，有还有另外两条关于比库尼的学术，啊，那可能比较复杂啊。
Okay, now we'll go to the next rule, 31.
31.
Unit.
Story,
the whole story.
整个的故事
对吧？
对，三十一条整个故事。
What story?
Story finish.
Two stories?
Two stories finish.
Okay. All right, now, in the city, you read Kanga Vidyarani explanation? Okay. So any questions here?
Yeah,
推广素食文化的。Someone operating some restaurant. It is free vegetarian restaurant. And his purpose, the owner's purpose is to broadcast or advertise the vegan or vegetarian diet. So he said everyone coming into my restaurant can free. It's free. You can take your meal and free, like that. Maybe based on their Mahayana Buddhist. So in that situation, can we think that place is Avasata Pinyo?
Yes, Avasata Pinyo.
It's Avasata
Pinyo. Yes. Uh-huh. It can be for charity work.
Charity
means generosity.
Generosity.
Maybe for generosity.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Maybe for advertising. Whatever he sees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a bhikkhu goes there, he can eat one meal.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
One meal.
One meal he can eat. Not go every day in eating there.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. So according to the rule, you can't go
uh-huh.
every day in eat there.
Cannot everything.
Yes.
Uh-huh. 不能每天都去，可以去一天。
但是不是三要素里面说，谁住后而食用吗？我又不住在那里，我天天过去吃呀。
这个住好像不是住宿的意思。
第一个就是古诗词的住处。
我知道他这个住，你看。
哦，你说不是住在那里的意思？
对，住是在那里，不单是这个问题，这个问题。因为那个普实时的住宿那个有解释，没有住宿的，没有那个 hotel 的那个意思。
对，或在未限定堂等某处。
嗯。
他说是未限定堂呀，他说的宿舍馆是限定的呀。我专门提供给出家人的东西，为什么出家人只能吃一次呢？
Maybe that kind of restaurant.Because they are Mahayana Buddhist, and they want to say all the Baba Ja, no matter Theravada or Mahayana, can come to my restaurant and they have meal, and maybe the boss may be very happy for Baba Ja monks coming. So in that situation, also can eat only one meal.
One meal. But if the these Mahayana people tell, no, you stay, you eat every day here.
Uh-huh.
No problem.
Okay.
Invitation, special invitation. No problem.
如果他发出特定邀请，那个餐厅老板说，真的，那个你可以天天来吃，天天来吃，只要他说了，你就可以天天来。
如果不说的话，你看看戒律里面不犯嘛，它上面有个不限定而有充分设备之时。就是不犯的，这个就是无限定，有充分设备。
在哪里是无限定？
就是最后一段，有病者无病者而一时，于往时或归时，这后面不是有个无限定而有充分设备之时吗？还有一个是未特定人，
对，是没有限，没有限量而是设施的，是这个吗？
无限定而有充分设。对，其实
是不犯的那几条是吗？
对，
不设。
我也没看到这句话。
在哪里？
在哪儿？在
对。
哦，你是律藏，在律藏。
律藏里面。
啊。
律藏最后一段，最后一句，犯的里面。这个为特定人，也请班内解释，这个特定人是就是这个班内的名字，还是一群人
都可以？
我让对方问一下，对，那我现在不确定，所以说确认好我才知道到中国的世俗馆专门给出家人吃饭的地方到底犯了不犯。如果这样的话，我要找七个素食馆，每天轮流去吃。
你为什么有七个？为什么要找七个？
你看他们只吃一次嘛，我第二天到另外一个地方去吃呀。下了下次我再去吃。找两个。哦，这个取食一次，他有没有天数？你问一下取食一次。
谢谢，先问一下那个取食一次的天数问题。Monday, about one, it's one day, one time to get the meal from the only one day. And
one meal, no.
Uh-huh.
It depends on his avas at the bindu is one meal. It says
one meal. So, if,
one meal.
If for next day,
find
day
another
after
restaurant.
Next day, I also go to there. The third day, I go to there. And it's offense.
Okay, see, here, tell, we can see no offense. We can read in the end of this rule, there are no offenses. You read. Okay, read.
Yes.
No offense.
Yes, I read. 病者有病想不犯也。有病者无病而一时，于往时或归时，于途中，于已行处，时施主招待之时，为特定人而设之时，无限定而有充分设备之时，除五种正时外之其他一切时者，不犯也。痴狂者最初之犯行者不犯也。
没限量是吧？这个、
对呀、
啊，
无限定而
就是那个素食馆，它那个是不限人数的是吗？
啊，
这一般那种素食馆，它是就是说不限量供应是吧？
我认为它是有充分设备的
啊。
嗯
In China, this kind of restaurant for the free meal, they don't have the limited. No matter how many people come in, they will offer. They will supply. Is this also because and in the
yes, even then,
uh-huh.
the people should not go again and again,
uh-huh.
again and again there, because
okay.
people will think these people now they get the chance.They try to make a living of that.
Uh-huh.
It is not good to go in again and again.
Uh-huh.
Except if the owner tells the bhikkhu, no, you come every day.
Uh-huh.
Special invitation.
Uh-huh.
If special invitation, no problem.
Uh-huh.
But if it is for general public,
uh-huh.
like this also here in the rule, Vinaya Pitaka, general public.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yes.
It is invitation for all people to come.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Then one should take one meal.Okay, not come there again. Maybe after maybe 2-3 days I can come again. But not every day.
Oh,
like,
okay. And, for example, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I go to this restaurant. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, I go to another restaurant. Is it okay? okay. So many free vegetable restaurants in China. So we can choose near to.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So then we can do like that. No problem.
Uh-huh.
Except if you have become friend with the owner,
mm-hmm.
with the owner become friends and he tells come every
yeah,
day.
Yes,
you can
yes, you can leave it there.
Okay, now who has read the story? Who has reading finish this rule? Who finished this rule now? Who read the story? You finish?
Yes. Story is finished.
Who? You finish story?
Yeah.
Finish
the story. Okay, in the city, Kanka Vitaran.
Kanka Vitaran, what is he? Kanka Vitaran, what
is he? Kanka Vitaran, finish.
Can we then finish?
Finish.
All finish.
So then they have some.
Yes,
some,
so
some
we
questions.
Can have
a
problem for.
Well,
okay.
No.
哎，你让班里解释一下无伴的那个 戒律里面不犯的这两条，好吧？
就是律藏里面。
对，一个为特定人，还有一个无限量，就是大概是什么意思？
嗯、
了解一下。
那个，对。
他那个为特定人的话，他这个为特定人，为何定的？这个是。
先问一下。But the Vinaya Vitaka, the Vinaya Vitaka, in the at last, the no offense situation. First, one is for certain people to set to do this, to offer this meal.
Certain people.
And.
No, certain means the owners, samika.
Samika.
Samika means the owners.
Owners.
The owners.
Uh-huh.
Who own this restaurant?
Uh-huh.
They are the owners,
uh-huh.
The lords.
Lord.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes.
They possess.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
If they invite, no problem. The monk can eat.
Ah, that means invite.
Special invitation for the monk.
Uh-huh.
The monk can go there again.
That must be special invitation to a certain monk.
Certain monk, but should be the owners of the house.
Maybe the owners
of the,
all the Buddhist Babaja can come in.
If they invite only the owners, invite, for example, him,
uh-huh.
He can go every day eat there.
Okay,
no problem. Special invitation.
Okay.
If he invites him also, he can go. Him also, he can go. All 4 months can go.
Okay.
No
okay.
problem.
Okay.
But this is the, it is Nimanda. Nimanda is called imitation.
Uh-huh. Okay. 这个为特定人设而食，就是指的是，如果他跟你本人说了。就必须得针对到人，不能针对群体。是我刚才问了，如果是针对，比如说佛教出家人，佛教那个，这个是不行的。如果是那个，如果是针对你个人啊，那不那个他真的可以来啊，印那个他那个真的可以来，那你就可以天天来，啊。Okay，and the next
special invitation.
Yeah, I tell them. And the next is
what disappointment. Odisapanyato is called, specified. Specified means only selected people. Selected people, not for the public.
Uh-huh.
Only for selected bhikkhus.
Uh-huh.
Now this owner wants only 10 monks.
Uh-huh.
Only 10 monks,
uh-huh.
Not other monks.
Uh-huh.
He only selects
uh-huh.
10 monks. Then, if Punyaratana also among 10 months,
uh-huh.
He can go also.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
But that means not for the public.
不是
哦，刚才说错了，刚才那个那是施主
招
待之时，施主招待之时就是邀请，施主招待之时是邀请，为特定人而设之，
还是一个群体范围，他还是说群体范围，十个人，
这个十，但是
十个人
是指特定这十个人的，
对，特定的
呀，比如说今天说那个来这儿遇到了这五位班内。你们五位班的那个每天都来我这吃，那你们只要是这五个人这里面的都可以。
那
佛
教
徒
就可以。
不，他必须得那
你方便问一下，可不可以？他的一个范围扩大。
我问了两次了。
他怎么说？
他说不行。
那你问他能不能说指定这个寺院里面的
人？In this situation cannot be like all the Buddhist monk.
No, in that situation, no, because it is specified. Yeah, Odisha.
Uh-huh, Odisha. Uh-huh. Oh.
What means Odisha?
Okay, Odisha.
Separate.
Uh-huh.
Separate. No any other monks, only separate monks.
Okay.
Oh, 只是指特定的人群,
okay.
那个。
你问他能不能是 all of the Nayana monks?
Like they
yeah, only Navayana monks.
Only Navayana.
Not
Vyokanda
monks.
Okay.
It's okay, no problem. 可以。就是限定寺院也可以。
玉佛寺旁边，他说玉佛寺的人过来吃饭都可以，玉佛寺人全部可以过去，天天在那里吃。
对，他限定了寺院就可以，他这个
okay, 这个
指的
小范围，
对 ，Odisha 是指的是定义了的。这是限定的那个。
What is the meaning of it?
It's definition or separate?
Separate.
Yeah, same.
Separate. It is separate.
Ah, separate.
Define means you define it. It is specify. Specify. Special. Special marks. Okay. Only special marks.
Yeah.
No other marks.
Okay.
Maybe.
And maybe. No salmon.
And next.
What?
Also.
Yavatattu panyatodhi. Yavatattu. Yavatattu means na yavatattu. Na yavatattu means. Right. Yavatattu means. All right. Yavatattu means. Yavatattu means. As much as you need, as much as you need, but if you tell naya vatatu means, if extra things you can ask all, maybe naya vatatu, yavatatu means as much as you need yavatatu, as much no, you might not need. Yavatatu means, you need, for example, Yavatatu means you take only what you need. Okay, you take only what you need now. You can't take more than that. Yavatatu means. Okay, but if it is now, Yavatatu means you can take more as you like. More. No problem. No limit. Okay. You explain. Yavatatu means as much as you need only now. You can't carry more. Okay. You can't take more. You only that. But na yavatatu means you can take more if you like. No problem.
Okay.
You can take more now. Translate.
The word is.
Yavatatu means.
Yavatatu.
You take only what you need. You can't take more.
Yavatatu 就是你只能取你所需要的这个分量，而但是这个里面是 na yavatatu 就是你可以无没有限制的，你可以想取多少。
More than unit, you take more than unit, no problem.
你可以想取多少取多少。And so that situation is referred to what?
No offense. If the people they ask all the restaurant, it is.It does not tell you need, you take only what you need, don't take more than that.
Oh.
They don't tell like that. Then you can take any amount you like. You can tomorrow or tomorrow. So.
But usually, that's kind of restaurant, they said, oh, you need to, you have to save the rice. You have to save the rice, save the meal. So you
can take only rice, vegetables. One service. One serving. One serving only, total. Serving means, you know, understanding? Serving. One serving only. Breakfast only. Okay. You can't take more than that. Okay. That means. But Yavatatu. For breakfast, you need only this for breakfast. Don't take more, they will tell you. Then you have to take only this. But if then, now Yavatatu means you can take also lunch, you can do also dinner, no problem. Anytime. You can also, tomorrow, no problem.
Tomorrow.
Now Yavatatu. That's cool. Therefore, they don't limit how much you should take. They don't tell.
Like the self service.
As much you like.
Maybe they like the self service cafeteria.
Not only self service, but you can. There are some people they serve.
Yeah. Maybe
sometimes other people they are servants. If you go on, they will tell you, no, take more. Then you can take.
So that if they say that, they can go there and everything.
You explain.
Okay.
You explain.
Okay. 刚就是那个张老也说，这个限定呢，它指的是，比如说，你只能取早餐啊，那个午餐、晚餐不用，那这个就属于是有限定。 啊，那如果说他三餐说你随便来，随便这样，
无限
定，无限定
准备好了下面
啊，然后还有就是每次取的量啊，他是有没有限定还没有限定的啊？那像自助餐形式基本就属于无限定啊。我问张老师那个自助餐厅，他说这种是无限定，但是你需要人手，要有人
手
手
手
啊，这个可以。OK， 回中国就不会饿，对吧？你不可能掏个锅在路上滑。
Therefore, if you go to the Chinese restaurants, be careful, no? Be careful, don't fall in this offense. Don't go every day. You ask better, you get information. Information, what is the intention of the owner?
Okay.
You ask information first, and after, if you think, oh, every day, no problem, you can go. Especially for bhikkhus, special invitation for bhikkhus, no problem. But if not, it is for the general public, then be careful, don't go every day then.
Yes, okay.
But can I ask the restaurant owner if I every day.Ask the boss. Can I ask the boss?
You should not ask. Yes, God. You should not make any hint. Ask means
request.
I don't have any other place to go. Can I come every day? No good.
Okay. 如果回中国遇到
，Except if you are sick, okay, Gilan.
Sick,
okay,
problem.
Gilan, sick,
no offense.
那个长老说回到国，如果回国之后，如果遇到有这种素食餐厅的话，那个要先收集一下这个信息，看看这个事主他到底是什么意思，然后呢，那个如果能得到邀请，那是最好的。当然，那个如果说跟人索取这个邀请，那个就不太好了。然后那个另外那个有病的时候可以天天去然后所以遇到这种餐厅呢，如果说那个他那个没有得到足够信息的时候，尽量不要天天去，就是隔一天一去。长老说可以隔一天一去，这个就不怕了。
So then another is called no offenses. Also now five bhojanas.
Yes.
Except five bhojanas, you can take other things. For example, only vegetables. You don't take rice. You don't take rice, you take only vegetables. You get biscuits. No, biscuits are not good. Vegetables, you can take vegetables.
Cake,
problem.
Okay.
五种
主食，
because you can see now in your notes.
Okay.
那五种主食除外的，你可以，比如说蔬菜，可以天天去拿点
菜。
我天天就去那儿拿点菜。然后走吧。
那行。就五种主食之外的，可以天天去吃啊。
对，可以天天吃。
那不是，他不说蛋糕也算主食吗？
面嘛，面粉嘛，面粉。不是，
对，他不说
不是不是，蛋糕属于蛋糕，它是用面粉做的，面粉它是算那个谷类的，算第一种应该属于那种第一种吧。那个这个
那饼干才说
饼干是面粉做的吗？
对，那
谷类
应该对，那不是什么？
你可以找那个五种主食那个
鸡腿烤大纲，
鸡腿烤大纲里边有哪儿。
You see,
what are
you looking
for? They are discussing about the five.
52, table 52.
Okay.
You see, table 52.
Yes, it's not included.
Bhojana, about five bhojanas.
Yes, it's not included cake.
Cake, but it is called from sattu. Sattu, it is that flour.
Sattu, 那个蛋糕是炒凉做的。
Okay. How about
biscuits?
Yeah,
those flour. 就是那个属于是面粉就属于归属炒凉类的。
那炒菜可能，那你就天天吃什么菜？
cake also flower.
古书我看看了很多，富士在哪里？
富士我是写的面粉机器，机器制成的甜食，包括蛋糕、面包等，包含鸡蛋的意大利面，都是富士。
啊？哪儿写的？
我那么多天。
哪儿写的？
我忘了现在。
抄。
也是在那个口味大纲。
So Monday, like Italian noodles, 还有什么？
面包
bread, cake, they all should
flour, you can
flour, sattu.
You can explain flour, what flour is, you know?
Okay. 都是面粉做的，都属于 sattu, 都属于草粮，五种主食里面。刚才问这几种，那个
noodles or the flour?
Noodles.
这个是不是有？
这什么七谷啊这副食是吧？
对，这副食嘛，不是巴吉亚第三章著述将下一个是面粉及其制成的甜食。
巴吉亚第，
不是这个不用翻译，这个可是大纲英文版。
表
五十
三 maybe in the
note, 表五十二的最后一段
table 52 at the last there's a explanation.
Catania, that is different. Okay. That is
yeah maybe this part they said some
Catania is no it's not like that. Yeah, also, but you see,
flour.
That is wrong. That is also, but flour from vegetables.
Flour
from vegetables. Flour from cereals. Flour from rice,
wheat.
That is a sattu.
That's sattu.
Okay.
That flour is from another kind of thing.
From sattu means flour from cereals. Cereals means rice.
Rice. Okay.
Flour.
Okay.
That is sattu.
Sattu.
But this is from vegetable.
Vegetables.
Flour from vegetables. That is good.
Oh.
That is.
That is the difference.
That is different.
Potato.
Yeah. Potato is vegetable.
Vegetable.
That is you pound, make a flour, make cake from potato. That is also. Catania, not stable.
Oh, okay.
That's good, okay?
Okay.
But sattu is bhojana. Sattu is bhojana.
Bhojana.
Okay, here it is. Bhojana is sattu.
Okay.
Sattu is made from cereals. Rice, wheat, corn. And corn, you know corn?
Corn, yeah, I know.
You bound corn.
Yeah.
Wheat, you know?
Yeah. They all belong to one family.
Cereal. They're called cereal.
Cereal.
Seeds.
Yeah.
Small seeds.
Because my major is has some relation with the plant major. Yeah, I know it's a certain family, all including all the rice.
What family?
Okay,
rice,
I know
wheat.
Okay.
Sattu means this. And
那个这里面长了
two kinds of flowers.
Okay. 那个这里长老，
等会。
好，这个关于这个面粉的问题哈。这个面粉的问题呢，那个这里面在副食里面提到的面粉是非禾本科植物的，那个其他的植物或者其他的那个就禾本科植物的那个种子，比如说小麦面粉、玉米，这些都属于禾本科的。禾本科的，它如果这个种子拿出来磨成面粉，它算sattu。除了禾本科的之外的，比如说土豆，土豆粉就是那个这个叫什么？那个，
对，就是
这个副食，卡达尼亚，如果是土豆粉，就是卡达尼亚，地瓜粉，卡达尼亚，
海藻粉，
对，海藻粉什么，这些，
那个你说的那个什么粉啊？
啊？
什么
土豆？
什么蕨根粉、土豆粉？
那是不是这个你之前说的？
之前是禾本科植物，
禾本科，
就是指什么呢？小麦、大麦。那个米面其实就是那个面粉，那个大米啊，
水稻小麦
啊，水稻小麦，如果是随顺的话，就是按照植物学分类，就是禾本科，一切禾本科。
那就是说，它这
包括玉米，
这句话是有问题的。
对对对，这句话是有问题的，长老说这句话是有问题的。
哦，
戒律好像这句话是有问题的。
哦，是
有问题的。但如果你要是用土豆粉做的蛋糕，这是可以吃的。
土豆粉的
话，但是但是鸡蛋，
它上面写不含鸡蛋的意大利面呢。
啊，鸡蛋可能是不可以。哎，不然
它上面写的不含鸡蛋的意大利面。
啊
也太
多了。就是他们说了几种嘛，就是长老在这个已经这么解释了，
就是
剩下的你就自己理解了。
那就这句话就是有问题，
这是有问题的。他说这句话有问题。
OK OK finish finish。
哎，土豆泥，那土豆泥可以吃。
啊，土豆泥都可以。
哎，这
那你能吃饱吗？
能吃。为了
这条件是有亲戚还是无亲戚？就我不知道我吃。
Jetui Muri will come, we will explain because he's not.
Okay, okay, okay.
Because
okay,
the other rules, no.
Okay, okay.
All other rules, more important rules about
okay,
Momo, Vikala Bhojana, Saniti Karaka, Momo rules coming.
Two things.
Jetui Muri will come.
Yes, two
okay,
things
okay.
are very important for Sangha. Foods and Baba Chan.
Yes, we only don't explain this. We explain here only maybe from Bhojana, Bhojana Vaga. Only maybe 2-3 rules.
Okay.
Easy rules.
Okay.
The other is after Chetavimuri will come.
Okay, okay.
7 rules, Chetavimuri coming.
Okay, okay, okay.
Now only 2-3 rules. Tomorrow, maybe I will tell. Maybe tomorrow, I will tell you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 34. Okay, 40. 41. No, 40, no 40. 41. 42. 42, 43. Okay. I will tell again. 33. 34,
41, 42, 43.
Okay.
33, 34, 41, 42, 43.
Okay,
okay.
Today, we finish 10 Sikabada. Das das Sikabada. Today, we finish 10 Sikabada.
Today?
Whether the bhikkhuni no need to pay respect to the samaya.